let's get into what actually happened out on the field. Just a quick piece of news. Dennis Hickey addressed the media very early this morning before practice even started and confirmed the reports that both Mike Pouncey and Nosha Moreno are on the PUP list, so they were not active out there today. He also let us know that every player who participated in the conditioning test yesterday passed with flying colors, so everybody is ready to go, and we got to see all the players outside of Pouncey and Moreno out there practicing today. John, you have some observations from today and what we saw. First thing first, the biggest question was who's going to line up in the interior of the offensive line, and we had some answers.
We did. We got to see the, you know, what Joe Philbin and the staff on the offensive side of the football, what they want to do offensively with Mike Pouncey out really for the unknown future. He may come back at the beginning of the season, may miss four, may miss eight games. So Shelly Smith took the majority of the first team snaps at center, and he's moving over from that right guard position. So that's a big jump. Although Shelly has taken some snaps during the OTAs and minicamp, now it's getting closer to, you know, the games that mean something, you know, for real. So it's time to get down to get your best five out on that practice field. So it went Brandon Albert, as everybody thought, at one tackle on the left side, Juwan James on the right side, Dallas Thomas moves from the left guard position to the right side, and then Darren College, one of the guys that were just signed a short time ago, a veteran that's been coached by Joe Philbin, he moved to the left side, and quite honestly, his footwork and his hand placement, everything looked pretty good. And by talking with him after practice, he said, you know, I just have to get up to speed in my conditioning. You know, once I get there, I feel like, you know, I'll be okay. But right now, I just want to get the semblance of the offense. But that was your starting five to start the first practice for the Miami Dolphins.
John, the extension of the offensive line is the tight end position. Over the last couple of years, you know, we've been getting some pretty good production, Charles Clay, and he's able to chip and then be able, he has the speed to get out into his route. Something that we know, and you talked about being able to play action pass, getting Ryan Tannehill out of the pocket. Who do you see as that second tight end? We see we have Michael Egno, Deion Sims as well. We brought him in last year to be that blocker, but yet it's up in the air who's going to be the number two tight end.
By the amount of reps it seems like Michael Egno is getting, I think this coaching staff needs to find out whether he's going to be a legitimate opportunity at tight end to use in football games, and not just use sparingly, but actually get out in two tight end formations, three tight end formations when they go big inside, or is he not? And I think they've given them those catches, those opportunities, those reps in the offseason and now going into training camp. I thought that Deion Sims looked different today. I thought he should have looked fresh, and he was fresh, but he looked like he did at the beginning of camp last year, only maybe a little bit lighter, maybe a little bit more in sync and in tune to what the Miami Dolphins want him to be. And I think that they need that. They're looking for somebody to go ahead and take a hold of that second tight end spot behind Charles Clay, because you never know where Bill Lazor's offense is going to go in terms of how they're going to line up and which multiple formation they're going to be in. So you need two or three guys that can play each one of those positions.
On the defensive side of the ball, John, the big storyline was the shift of the linebackers. And I think some may have speculated that perhaps that wouldn't stay the same, but we did find out that the first day of training camp, Cole Meese is in fact the middle linebacker with Ellerby and Wheeler flanking him on the outside.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Cole Meese. I think for the past couple of seasons, he's probably been the most underrated defensive player that has played on that side of the football, because all he does is his job. And now he's going to take on a bigger job. He's in the middle of the defense. He's the quarterback of the defense. He needs to take different angles, different eye discipline from the middle, different drop sets, you know, for a linebacker. So I think it's more of a position of need, and they moved a guy in there that they feel like is going to be up to the challenge, and so do I. By watching him play, he's playing fast. He looks like he belongs there, you know, after a short time at middle linebacker. And that maybe makes the linebacking core a lot that much stronger, because you get Danelle Ellerby at his natural position. You know, maybe he gets some more game-changing plays from an outside linebacker spot where he's more accustomed to the angles that you need to take and the chances you can take and the angles in pass drops. You maybe get involved with some interceptions. You know, this is a unit that needs to make more plays collectively. So Philip Wheeler on the other outside, Koa on the inside, and Danelle on the other side, that trio needs to make more plays in 2014.
And when you talk about making those plays from that linebacker position, they do it all different types of ways because of Kevin Coyle's system. He likes bringing safeties on blitz. He likes bringing the nickel back. But, you know, with an extension to that linebacking core, you have to have really good safeties, making those guys on both sides, Rashard Jones, they bring in Lewis Delmas. What did you see out of those guys dropping down into run support as well as handling their coverage?
I think what I saw, Sam, was confidence. I think that this entire secondary now has wisdom, and they're not old. They're just experienced, and they can move well. I think Lewis Delmas, the key for him is health. If he stays healthy, he's an intimidating force in that secondary, as well as Rashad. I think Rashad needed somebody next to him to kickstart him again,
right,
you know, to get him going, to get his play up to where it was a couple of years ago. And then you look outside the corners. Cortland Finnegan was very impressive today. Got his hands on footballs, breaking on the football. Brent Grimes is going to be Brent Grimes. You know, I never really worry about him because you never know when he's going to come up with a play. So I just think experience in the secondary is going to help out the linebackers, and I do believe this unit is looking determined. They look faster than they were last year, and I think that's all signs are pointing to production on that side of the football.
All right, John, really quickly before we take a timeout, just a couple of names that stood out today as top performers in day one of training camp.
I thought Cortland Finnegan was one of those guys on the defensive side. I thought he really had a great day. Cameron Wake looked like Cameron Wake. That first step on the outside was giving the offensive line a little bit of a headache. And then I thought the trio at wide receiver, I thought Landry looked not like a rookie. He looks like a pro and looked like he's ready to play. Armon Bins had a couple nice catches today. And I thought Brian Hartline really controlled the sideline. And that's what he's owned over the past couple of years. A lot of nice clean catches on the outside.
All right. We've heard from Sam Madison, heard from John Kangemi, certainly providing your insight and everything.